October 16th, Friday. What does God desire? Currently, many people are following the flow of the word and the messages because that's what God desires the most. Until now, many organizations have omitted three necessary teams. Remnants must firmly grab hold of their mission regarding academics and proclaim, "This is how I must study," and go forward. This is internship. Also, they must also hold on to their personal covenant and say, "I will glorify God through this." This is forum. This will or will not work mustn't be your concern. There will be times when it seems like nothing's working out. You will also face hardships like Joseph, who was enslaved and imprisoned. However, those thoughts only represent man's limited scope. David faced death 6 to 7 times, and Paul faced death over 30 times. Those situations are never out of the realm of possibility. Although you are hard-pressed on all sides, you will not be enveloped. That's the power of the covenant that you possess. Camp Commanders, Revelations chapter 12, verse 9. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. In times of great chaos, church officers were called as field camp commanders. Commanders must correctly view the spiritual battlefield. First, they must see that the believer's battle that has already been won. Also, commanders must know that they possess authority given from above. Lastly, they simply need to plant the banner of Christ. Then at this time, how can camp commanders proclaim their victory? Number 1. The proclamation of the triumphant general. The camp commander proclaims the mysteries of the works of Christ, who is the triumphant general. Therefore, the camp commander simply needs to go and talk about him. Just as Moses proclaimed to Pharaoh, "We must go and give a blood sacrifice," commanders must simply say, "In the name of the triumphant general, Jehovah has sent us." If commanders hold on to the God's accurate will, the matter of life and death is no longer important. Number 2. Reasons for developing during crises. Jesse, who held on to the covenant, gave David an extremely important errand. Obadiah staked his life because he knew that God would absolutely prevail and that he had hidden disciples prepared. Daniel knew the reason why the gospel had ceased and resolved to fight idol worship. Paul wrote, "The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet." God mobilizes everything for church officers who give devotion for the work that he desires. Through worship, prayer, gatherings, and trainings, they just need to hold on to the word that is alive and active. Dear God, through the word and knowing that the battle has already been won, help me to start the spiritual war that plants the banner of Christ in the field. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.